Last month, Sea Alaska Corporation's board of directors announced their endorsement of Bill Walker and Byron Mallott for governor and lieutenant governor. The board also donated $100,000 to Unite Alaska, a political action committee supporting the Walker-Mallott ticket. The announcement was made with emoji-laden condemnation from shareholders on social media. KTOO's Kavitha George talked to several in the community to hear their sides.
Speaking to Sea Alaska shareholders in Juneau, the most common response I got to the endorsement of Walker-Mallott and donation to Unite Alaska was no comment. But of those who did agree to talk to me, almost all disapproved of the decision and for a wide range of reasons.
It's fine in my world if they want to donate out of their own pockets, which is what I do if I so choose. But they're using corporate funds. They're using shareholder funds.
There's quite a few shareholders that disagree with what they did and are actually not voting for Walker-Mallott.
I don't think they should be, I don't think they should be doing any politicians. They could do it verbally, financially, I don't think they should.
That was Evelyn Myers, Mabel Lee, and John Ross, some of the Sea Alaska shareholders I spoke to over the last few weeks. While concerns differed in some of the details, many shareholders opposed the board's decision for a few common reasons. One was the feeling that shareholders should have been consulted before the endorsement and donation were made. I asked shareholder Royal Jackson Jr. about this at a Get Out the Native Vote event last week.
You know, it's Sea Alaska's, if you're part of a Sea Alaska shareholder, you know it involves everybody. And to have them do stuff like that without telling the shareholders anything, you know, it just wasn't right.
Another common perspective was shareholder opposition to Sea Alaska showing support for any political candidate. For many, the decision appeared to represent the board's political interests and not those of the more than 22,000 Sea Alaska shareholders. Here's shareholder Brad Flitch.
You know, shareholders aren't homogeneous. We have Republicans, we have Democrats, we have Green Party, we have Libertarians. Why is the board using shareholder money to fund their political view?
Speculation about favoritism and even nepotism popped up in shareholder comments as well, since Byron Mallott is a former board member and former president and CEO. His son, Anthony Mallott, is currently president and CEO. The board declined requests for an interview, but defended its decision in an email as, quote, a way to share its perspective on broad issues facing Alaska Natives and support candidates that work to advance their goals, end quote. In a separate emailed statement, Sea Alaska Board Chair Joe Nelson also cited Walker's establishment of Indigenous Peoples Day and signing the Alaska Tribal Child Welfare Compact last year as examples of prioritizing Native issues. I did hear a few voices of support from shareholders who agree with the board that electing Walker-Mallott is in the best interest of Alaska Natives. Here's shareholder Dina LaRue.
You know, my support is for the previous governor and I support them. So I guess my opinion is that, you know, I appreciate the efforts of Sea Alaska to keep them moving forward.
But even though the decision aligns with her political views, LaRue says shareholders should have been consulted before the endorsement and donation were made.
I think that, you know, because I am a Sea Alaska shareholder, you know, I didn't have any voice in, you know, that decision making, and I think that kind of money, you know, for a corporation should have been, you know, considering the shareholders of that corporation.
Some shareholders felt the money would be better spent on scholarships or dividends. In its statement, Sea Alaska said it, quote, respects all shareholder positions and political views and encourages them to add their voice by voting in the general election, end quote. The election will be held November 6th. Until then, Sea Alaska says shareholders can get more information directly from the corporation by visiting its website or reaching out by mail. In Juneau, I'm Kavitha George.